Welcome to the first edition of 2023, The Broadcast.
Woo-woo!
Sounds like a fancy movie. It is not. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Before we get into what we got going on today, how can people get hold of us?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us, thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And before we get into some of these stories, how was your break?
My break was interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I had, I think, maybe 2 days of like, yeah, we're on break. Woohoo. And then my dumb ass, middle of the afternoon, completely sober, just fell down the stairs and totally screwed up my elbow. Yep.
Yep. How's the healing process going? Because it's been a few weeks.
You know, I'm honestly, x-rays were taken, CT scans were taken, and I really thought something was wrong. I was thinking the worst. I was like, holy crap, am I going to have to get surgery? You know, and I'm just so blessed that nothing was broken or fractured. Didn't have to get surgery, just a really bad contusion, which is just a fancy name for like a really deep, bad bone bruise. It was, you know, I have done a lot of injuries, and this was one of the most painful. So I cannot even imagine, like, people who actually break their elbow or fracture. Can't even. The healing process has been slow, in my opinion. I thought a bruise, like, you know, some rest here, ice it, you know, it'd be fine. I am on, is this week 3 or
something
three
like
and
that,
a half
yeah.
weeks maybe now. I started physical therapy. That was good. So I'm, you know, my range of motion is almost
getting better.
And I don't have to wear a sling. I just have a compression sleeve now. But
okay, that's good.
Dang, it is my dominant arm though. And I will never take for granted washing my hair.
Granted, countertops.
Granted. I washed my hair for the first time myself a few days ago.
Who's washing it?
I got a few blowouts. I felt so fancy. Because surprisingly, you know, my mom was in town. And I was like, Mom, you want to wash my hair? And she's like, absolutely not.
No, why would I want to do that?
So, yeah, I went to a salon so I'd have clean hair for Christmas. Mm. But then, my fiance is so sweet. Yeah, because I was, you know, it adds up. Blowouts are not that cheap.
And they're between $1,500?
Exactly, yeah. Yep. And if you want a tip, you see, and of course I have to tip, you know, because that's my vibe. But yeah, so I got 2 blowouts and it was like almost as much as me getting my hair dyed and actually done total. So my fiance washed my hair one time and it was just so cute. I was like, all right, it's time for me to take a bath. And I was like in the bathtub, just like, okay. Yeah, I will never take any of that for granted. So. So that was, you know, honestly, most of my break. I really just, you know, of course, Christmas was great. I saw a few friends, but like, I really wanted to nurse this back. I really didn't want to do anything crazy. And the weather was crazy anyway. So I was like, with the ice and everything, I didn't fall on the ice or the snow. But then after I fell, I was so afraid to go out because it's just a recipe for disaster. But, you know, I really, like, it's just so stupid how happy I am that nothing is broken, that, like, I will take this. You know, like, I was so blessed that nothing worse happened.
Which has prompted me to make a laminated sign that says, number of days, and then blank, since Sarah has injured herself in a dumb way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know! So we're going on, like, 3.5 weeks I haven't, but that was honestly
not even stubbed your toe or anything.
No. I mean, I've been trying to be so careful. No one's letting me wear slippers up and down stairs anymore.
No, you gotta get the grippy socks.
No one's letting me wear socks. Like, I'm going full barefoot, and if I have anything on my feet, people will yell at me. I'm not allowed to like carry more than like one thing in my good arm downstairs. It's been because, you know, we have important things coming up soon, so I cannot be injuring my, knock on all the wood, I can't be in a cast. It's not cute to be injured, y'all.
No.
It's not cute to be in a sling or, you know, crutches, or not like I had crutches, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not a vibe. Anyway, so that was my break. But, you know, 2023, new year, no injuries, hopefully. Let's go. How was yours?
Well, I wasn't here the very last day the show was because I had what I thought was just like a little cold, you know, my voice or like maybe something in my throat because I had I wasn't able to talk.
Right.
I had no voice. So I decided, you know what, just in case it's something more, I didn't think it would be anything more. I'm going to stay home.
Yeah.
And I full on got the flu.
Oh, the lovely flu that's been going around. Wow, our breaks just seem so great. Yeah.
It was not fun. Did not have a good time that first week because I just stayed home and did nothing.
Sometimes that can be fun, but not when you're feeling like crap.
No, I slept through most of it and not even like the good kind where it's like lazy and watching TV. It's more like, oh, I've been asleep for, you know, 10 hours. I'm going to sleep some more.
And I still feel like crap.
I feel like hot garbage.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, that was not ideal. So I had like a lot of last minute shopping that I had to do.
Oh.
Because I was going to do it like the week before. I'm like, I'll be done, everything. I stayed home. Which, I mean, was both kind of nice, but not because I ended up doing it with the little brother. I would take him to the store and he.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the toys and stuff. Like.
Oh, I took him to like the clothes section because we were shopping for other people.
Right? Still, all the clothes?
Yeah.
That was very nice of you, though. Did you get it all done?
Yes, I got it all done, luckily. He's very opinionated, which is hilarious to me.
Well, yeah, he's four, right?
Right. So I'm like,
he's
hey.
He's got a personality now.
Oh, yeah. So, like, should we get, you know, mom, these pajamas or these pajamas? No. To which one? No. He just didn't like either of them.
I hate all of this.
And I'm just like, okay, buddy. Like, because I wanted to have presents from her or from him to her.
Yeah, that's
to
cute.
Our dad.
Well, you got to get him something that he would approve of. And clearly, right? Your options were trash.
Yeah, he just likes, you know, being in control and having the opinions. It's like, okay, buddy, fine. I guess that's what we're doing.
How was like the rest of it? Your New Year's good? You know, once you felt better?
I didn't really, honestly, after getting over being sick, I didn't really want to do anything.
Vicky, that's not shocking.
No, it
is
not.
Coming from you.
But like, I was actually trying to plan, like, maybe go, like, you know, hang out either with friends and, like, we were kind of planning to do a get together, like, just at night, like, in our pajamas kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But even then, that just felt, like, too much. Because of, like, all the stress, like, of Christmas and trying to get everything done. And then trying to clean up the house and then all the stress. So very long story short, my housemate, her son was supposed to fly in and we were like, I had planned stuff to do with him.
Oh, okay.
So I had got him. So she showed him a picture or video of my craft room and he got so excited.
Aw, you were gonna have a little craft buddy.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God. He's like, I'm like, you want to do crafts with me? He's like, yeah, can I do that when I come visit? I'm like, yeah, buddy. Yeah, I got you. He loves like pirates and like dinosaurs and like outer space. And I found it.
Dude, this sounds like your kid.
Right. But I found it was like a little bird, not a bird feeder, but like a birdhouse, but it's in the shape of a pirate ship.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, he's going to love this. But it's just wood. So it's meant so you can paint it yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And I like got him that for Christmas. So I had planned like, we're going to, you know, he doesn't know this, but we're going to paint this and we're going to hang it up for the hummingbirds.
So you had all these plans with this 10-year-old.
With this 10-year-old, his mom, we were going to go shopping and I was trying to make plans with this dude and kept falling through or just wouldn't hear back. So I was like, well, okay, screw you then. Or not really. Cause
oh, with the dude?
With another dude.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a dude I was chatting with and it's like, bro, I know you're busy, but reply.
Yeah, rude.
I mean, at least, you know, give me more than what you're... Some people just, they say very little for somebody who talks a lot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. It's like.
Like they're terrible at texting, but they.
Well, like they're like you can ask them a question and they'll give you an answer, but without answering the question.
Ugh, I hate people like that. That drives me crazy.
But they're so good at it that you don't really realize it. Like if you're not paying attention fully, if you just kind of ask something off the cuff, but because I'm actually like. Interested in what they're replying, I'm sitting there like, and I'll ask the question again. I'm like, so it's this and this, or like, what's this then? And then they kind of look at me and they're like, they know I caught them. Like, not caught them, but I don't know if they're doing intentionally or if that's just how they're wired.
Right.
But I'm just like,
See, I get so frustrated with those people. I'm like, okay, so is it yes or no?
Yeah.
Like, you never, like, dude, come on, cut the crap.
Where it's like, oh, I hope, you know, you're not, like, you're not super busy so we can hang out. It's like, yeah, it's like, yep, I hope I'm not busy either. Or something like that,
yeah,
but not quite
being
that
like,
obvious.
Well, are you busy then?
And it's like, okay, but do you want to see me this weekend or not? Like, that kind of a thing. It's like, you technically didn't say yes or no to wanting to see me. You just kind of agreed with me.
Oh, my gosh. I would throw my phone across the room. So I was going to say punch him in the face, but I guess the phones don't really.
Yeah, so I was just kind of over human interaction. I, oddly enough, like, took down my decorations early. I usually like to wait until after New Year's to take them down.
Yeah.
I took them down a couple days before New Year's between, like, her kid not being able to come in to visit.
So he never made it
there. He never made it, no.
Because of the weather and stuff?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of issues with the flights and stuff, so he never made it.
Yeah, shout out to everyone who had to deal with all that crap.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been more happy that I didn't schedule a trip during that time that included the airlines.
And apparently there were some issues, like, yesterday. Ooh. I was reading, too, with the airlines. Like, all flights.
Dang.
Like, for a while, we're just, for
chilling.
some sort of like system issue or whatever.
Malfunction. Mm-hmm. That's the last place you want to malfunction.
Yeah. So
between the 10-year-old you can't hang out with.
But like, it was also like the vibe of the house. My friend was like, my housemate was kind of feeling, you know, kind of bummed. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. Taking all the Christmas decorations down.
Oh, yeah.
Over this. I'm over the holidays. I just,
Well, that's really sad.
Right. I was like, I wasn't necessarily sad or mad at it, but I was just like, well, that's not usually how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been Christmas for 2 months. I'm just kind of over it. Even though I waited to decorate till the beginning of the month. Yeah, no. And I didn't even decorate fully like I usually do.
Wow. So our breaks were just wonderful.
Yeah. It was just like, and then I had some like other like close family friends stuff going on. It's just a lot of crap. So I could very much use a margarita.
Yeah, I was gonna
a massage.
A drink. Oh, yum. Both those things sound so good. Oh,
I really want to go and get like a massage, a facial. I want to get all that stuff.
You should. Pamper yourself. Treat yourself.
Yeah, but then it's like I got stuff coming up that I want to spend my money on, like someone's wedding. I'd rather put my money towards that.
Woo!
Because I love you, bitch.
Not going to lie. I told everyone that 2023 is going to hit and I'm going to be a total nut. And I think my fiance would agree that I have been.
So if I crush up some anti-anxiety medication into your coffee.
Please, please tell me to snort it. Tell me to inject it. I don't even like, whoo, the amount of things I randomly think about, lack of sleep, because I just I have like 8 million lists going, like, trying to stay organized. Namaste. Oh my God. I seriously, like, we're like less than 2.5 months away. And I could like scream with excitement, but also like puke with excitement too. Like, it's kind of like that mixture of like anxiety, but it's good nerves, but
right.
It's like, what the hell's happening?
It's funny because, like, I've had to say that to myself and the housemate. I'm like, namaste. Like,
yeah.
We gotta stay, how do you, what do you say? Like, stay namaste. You're ruining my.
Namaste, Sarah.
Or there was something else you said once and I loved it. It was something like, you're ruining my namaste. I gotta stay in my namaste.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I say all those.
So I was just like, okay, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's what I keep. But, you know, I mean, it's like good. It's good. It's a good feeling. But sometimes I get like overwhelmed and then I'm like, no, go back to the good feeling. Like, you're hopefully never going to feel like this or to have like, this essentially is like the biggest event or party of someone's life. So like, just be in that. Like, you're never going to have everyone you freaking love in Vegas to party with you.
Right.
Like, that's never going to happen.
Because I'm like, even if you think about other big life events in your life that are going to come up at some point, like having a kid and stuff, it's less planning a bunch of people. It's just you planning yourself, your doctor, doula, whatever, and your significant other. That's
exactly.
All you got going on. It's like, you take care of yourself.
Yeah, the only other people that like really care maybe are like your own parents because they're the grandparents. You know, like, but other people of course care, but like, they're not going to be like in the hospital like, woo, push that baby out. I mean, that'd be hilarious.
I mean,
don't get me wrong.
Well, not in the room, but they'll be outside.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can do that nowadays.
Yeah, well, with COVID and stuff, no. But I did.
Can I have 100 of my friends just like chilling in the waiting room with like signs for me?
So before COVID,
I would do that for anyone in a heartbeat.
I did that for. Her name is Grace. She was like my sister growing up because we live next door to each other, and she's a year younger than me. And when she had her baby Ben, like almost, was it 10, 11 years ago? Oh my God.
Damn.
Been so big. Oh no. Yeah. Oh my God. Sorry. I had a moment. So we went to the hospital. We ran up because they're like, the baby's going to be born at noon. Hurry up. This is a crazy week because that Monday night, my roommate at the time, Tahiti Steve, had a seizure.
Oh, Tahiti.
Had to take him to the hospital, brought him back, stayed with him that day, stayed with him for like 2 days.
He's all good, by the way. I know good. It sounded I was like, oh, but.
No, but it was like, it was scary. And then that Wednesday, somebody needed to be with him at all times in case he had another one, because the probability of having another seizure shortly after another one is pretty high.
Mm.
So he just needed somebody to be there.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for his mom. His mom took forever. I got like a nail in my tire, had to go get that fixed. But I'm like, I have to go to Kirkland. I have to go see the baby born. Rush over, drop him off with his mom, rush to Kirkland. They're like, the baby's going to be born at 8. No, at noon. The baby wasn't born until like nighttime.
I was about to say, like, yeah, I'll be there in a heartbeat. And then I was like, wait a second. Sometimes I think that can take a long time.
Unless it's the second or third baby, the first baby's going to take forever.
I was like, maybe just text me when she's pushing, you know? Right. Like,
but even then, like, I was an adult when I figured out that the actual pushing part was hours. Because they always say labor, and I always thought, oh, you're having contractions for like a day or two, right? That's what it is. And it's like a 20-minute push, you're good. No. You can be pushing up to like an hour or two, like, of just pushing.
Okay, that's fine, though. I'd still rather wait like an hour or two than like 12 or 18 or 20.
Of pushing? Yeah.
Like, not me personally, but okay. Like waiting in the waiting room. Yeah, no. Like, tell me when they're pushing, because I can wait an hour or two. That's fine. But don't tell me when they're in labor, because that could be days.
But she's got a big family, so there's a bunch of us in the waiting room. And I was so tired. I ended up falling asleep in the waiting room in, like, one chair. Like, I, like, curled up in a chair. And I woke up, and there's nobody around me.
What?
So the baby was born. We could hear him crying. It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Where'd everyone go?
Well, like, I fell asleep shortly after, like, we heard the baby crying. But nobody could go in to meet him yet. So, everyone left to go home because there was kids, like, that they had to take home or had to go eat and stuff. So, by the time, like, they had opened the door to let people come see him, it was, like, 11 o'clock at night.
No one woke you up and said bye or anything?
No.
Oh, my God. That's kind of rude.
Unless I was that tired, I didn't register it or didn't wake up.
Yeah.
But I was the only one besides the grandma that got to meet the baby.
Well, maybe it's a good thing you fell asleep.
But I just remember, I'm like, where the hell did everyone go? It's all dark out now.
She's like, where am I? What time is it?
What's going on?
That's kind of freaky.
Yeah. So you could have a bunch of people in the waiting room.
Well, but could have.
I mean, depending on how COVID is when you decide to give birth.
Yeah. Children. I don't even know if they'll like allow it even.
Probably not. But who knows?
Yeah, maybe not.
It's just a distraction. There was one of the her sisters, her only sister had her kid there, and that kid, I wanted to punt.
Dropkick. Plus, honestly, like that's such a, like, different vibe. Like, I probably, like, am going to be a crazy mother effer, and I won't give two Fs who's in the waiting room. I probably won't want to see anyone. Mm-hmm. I won't want them to see me. So, like, that's fine. You don't have to come in the waiting room when I give birth.
It's interesting how, like, between cultures and, like, years have gone by and how things have changed about, like, what the expectations are for who's going to be in the delivery room. Like, back, you know, before we were born, so in our parents' day, it was common for, like, the man to not even be in the room.
Mm.
He would just be out the, you know, my baby was born, have a cigar, kind of.
Just waiting, like, having a drink.
Right, like, they're not going to be in there.
Hurry up, babe.
They don't want to see that, right? And so by the time our parents had kids, they were there. They had to be right next to their partner. But with my family, like, there's a picture of me the day I was born, and they're, like, my mom is in on the hospital bed carrying me with like 10 people around her.
I love that.
I don't think they weren't all in there when I was born, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't.
There were her brothers and, like, cousins and stuff. There's a lot of men.
That'd be really weird.
But they were all there, like, waiting for me to be born. They're like, hey, she's born, like, waiting at the hospital.
Yeah.
And I think that was more common, like, the 90s and stuff. And even, like, so before COVID, I feel like a lot of people, it was like a private thing. It was like between the spouse and the person giving birth, and it was just like a two-person, maybe three if you had like a doula or your mom.
Right.
It was just that. I feel like it's more of a private but like personal experience as a couple.
I feel like now, I feel like they probably have a limit of how many people. Mm-hmm. I would probably say the limit's probably two or something. Yeah.
Before COVID, you mean?
Yeah. Even before COVID. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like, okay, only like two or three people can be in the actual room.
With COVID, there was a while where like nobody could be in there besides doctors.
That would be devastating for me. That'd be so hard.
And like my best friend gave birth during COVID. And so luckily she had her husband there, but they couldn't really go walk around. They couldn't really do a whole lot. They had to stay in their room.
Dang.
It was so, yeah. The only time he went out is when they got food delivered and he would go pick it up and bring it to the room.
Ugh.
She had to be in the hospital for a couple days, but...
Yeah, I know. I would definitely want my man there if he wants to be there, which he better want to be there.
I'm like, no, you're going to be here. You did this to
me. But then I'd probably want my mom to be there, too, because I don't matter how much like I want my guy to be there, he's not going to understand. And like, I don't even. But like, at least I'd have like my mom there to be like, girl, I've been through this. I got you. Like,
but I think there's like some sort of. I'm basing this off of from what I've seen in pictures and what I've seen on TV. There's like some sort of, not in a sexual way, but like an intimacy, like a very vulnerable moment of, and between like a husband and wife or wife and wife, husband, whatever it is. It's an emotional moment. Like you can't do anything for your partner except try to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not really a good of encourager, then just maybe not get in there.
Well, I think that can happen, too, even if, like, there's someone else. Like, I mean, there's going to be doctors and stuff, like, telling you this or that or whatever. But I think that moment would happen even if, like, my mom was in the room as well.
Right, but I'm saying as opposed to them not being in the room at all.
Oh, I mean, I, of course, would love and probably be like, dude, you better. But, like, if they get, like, if they're... I don't know, not good with...
If they're going to, like, just pass out.
If they're going to, if they're going to pass out or, like, them being there is going to be more stressful for them and me. I'd be like, get the F out of here then, you know? Like, if you're not being and doing everything I want, no.
Just get out.
No. You can watch from the window.
So do you have a timeline on when you would want to have kids? Because we are in our 30s. My cousin Jessica last year got married, and the plan was we were going to go to her bachelorette party in January. She got married in February, and then she's like, we're going to go on our honeymoon shortly after, and then after the honeymoon, boom, we're going to try to have a baby.
Yeah.
So she got COVID. Her now husband got COVID when we were supposed to go to our bachelorette party.
Terrible timing.
Right. So we ended up having her wedding first in February, and then in April... Yes, March, April. Yeah, April we went to New Orleans for
the
bachelor party.
I love that she still did it. I love that it still happened.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, of course. Like, of course we're going. So we did that. And then she didn't have her honeymoon. They had to move that into the summer because she's also a teacher. So,
oh, yeah.
So it worked out. So they went to Italy in the summer and then started trying for a baby shortly after. And now she's pregnant. And she will have her baby in May.
Bam, bam, bam. They really were not lying about that.
Baby boy.
It's... crazy how fast she got pregnant.
Right. Well, like, are you saying as, like, in general, like, when you get off birth control getting pregnant or, like, right after the wedding pregnant?
No, like, she really did exactly what she said she was going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, you know, sometimes I think, like, oh, yeah, like...
We're going to try and it takes a couple months.
Yeah. Or even, like, maybe longer, depending, you know, depending how long you've been on your birth control and, like, what kind and, like, you know. So I was really like, wow, she really did, she really... Right. Tried after they got married or after the honeymoon, and then they have a kid due in a few months. Like, I was like, damn, good for her.
So how long would you want to be married for until you start trying to get pregnant?
I don't care at all about how long we've been married. I mean, unless somehow we sign those papers and things change drastically, but I really don't think things are going to change much. And by then, we've already been together for 6 years. And so, like, when we get married, it'll be 6 years. So I've never been like, I want to be married for this amount of time before we start trying.
I think that's more of a thing for when you get married a little younger.
Yeah, probably a little younger. And probably, too, if we had only been dating a year or two.
Right.
I might see me say, okay, like, I want a few more years with just us under our belt.
Okay, so I mean, like, let's say, well, I mean, because you also have to think of birth control in general.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get off of it. You have to make that conscious decision to get off of it.
Because my birth control's been real, real effective all these years, MVP. Let me tell you. Yeah, seriously, though.
And so I think they say that if you plan on trying within, like, 6 months or whatever, like, to get off of it so your body adjusts, because sometimes it takes a minute.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, are you going to get married, get off birth control, and just see what happens?
Exactly. It's crazy because it has to be, like, definitely, like, a very conscious decision on both of our parts.
Right. That's what I mean.
It's crazy to think about, like, oh, my God, we're so old. You know, like, I didn't think in 30 whatever years old that like I would still be like how I am, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Like what do you mean, like a partier or like now getting
like
still up for adventures?
Holy crap. Like, you know, and I have a few friends that are pregnant. Like they're due in a few months and I'm like, "Oh my, this is where we are in life." Mm-hmm. And I didn't think, I mean, in my mind, like I thought I'd be like hella lame by now or something. You know, like I thought like I'd be like, yes, I'm very ready to have, you know, but I'm like, no one in their right freaking mind is ready to create a human. And it, you know, like even if you have all of these checklists, all of this, like mm-hmm. to me, I'm like, I don't think I would ever. So J-Rubs and I are going to have to talk and, you know.
OK, so you haven't had like a fully set down like a timeline for when
off. We don't have our honeymoon set yet. So it definitely.
Yeah,
to me, has to be after our honeymoon.
I think that is a very good idea.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get a honeymoon date locked down. But I definitely am like, okay, babe, like we have to, you know, we really do have to think about this. Like right, 31 now. Like when, you know, I would want more than one.
I was going to say, how many do you want?
At this moment, I want more than one. Who knows? I have one and then I'm like, dude, F this noise.
It's either going to be like never again, no more, or it's going to be like a tattoo and you just want another one. It's interesting because it all depends on like what kind of... I'm trying to phrase this nicely.
Oh, okay.
Because it could
come... You don't have to phrase it nicely to me.
No, it's not necessarily to you, but it's like it could come off as like I'm judging my friend for this.
Okay.
For me, I love the phase when they're itty-bitty babies.
Yeah,
like, when they're itty-bitty like ugly potato looking things.
That don't really...
Yeah, from that to like... a year. That's like my favorite stage. Like before they can start walking, like when they can
crawl.
I have
a friend like that too. Yeah.
I love that. I think it's so cute. My friend, like she loves her son, like loved, you know, when he was little, but she's like, I can't wait for him to like get his personality to talk. And now that he's talking, like she's loving this phase.
Mm.
And it's nice. And I love this phase. It wasn't my favorite. Like I look back at pictures of when my little brother was a baby. I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
Remember when he didn't sass back to me?
Like, remember when he didn't have a personality and couldn't talk
and wasn't a jerk? Like,
good times.
Like, so that's what I mean. Like, I feel like there's people that aren't a big fan of that phase, so they're not going to be like, oh, I really need to have another baby,
right? Like, so, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like for her, she also had a very complicated pregnancy, so they're only going to have one unless they decide down the line to adopt.
Yeah,
that would be like, that's legit what they would do. She's like, I'm not going to get pregnant ever again, so she's like, I'll get my boobs done at some point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's done having her body go through all that.
Right.
So
that's kind of what I mean. I feel like if you don't have that same attachment to the itty bitty phase, I feel like the chances of you wanting another baby right away are limited.
Right.
Or less, I guess.
Right. I always said in my mind, I want like two mm-hmm. and like kind of close together. Mm-hmm. So, and it's going to be interesting too.
And you don't like twins.
Oh my gosh. No, 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 universe, please do not give me twins.
Oh. No, I've already said that I'm going to be the one with them. I have a gut feeling it's going to be me.
That's okay. You'd be good with twins though. I would not be good with twins.
No, but I'd bring them around you just to scare you because I'd be funny.
God, I'd be like, which one is which? Ah, there's two of them. Oh, I lost one of them.
This is why I will take care of your kids and not the other way around.
Yeah. It'll be curious, too, to see, like, which phase I love or don't love or if I love them all because they're my kid, you know.
Right.
People say that.
Even, like, the phases of pregnancy, how you will do. Watch it, like, completely changes your personality and you're, like, the most chill person ever. Dude. I doubt it.
That'd be amazing.
I very much doubt it, but how funny would that be?
I want to be. I have a friend who loves being pregnant. Mm-hmm. She just loves it. Like, and I'm like, I really hope that's me. Like you know,
there's some people who like, I don't want to say thrive, but they do so well when they're pregnant.
They thrive. They literally thrive.
It's like no big deal.
And like everything's, I don't know, working better, and they're feeling better. I'm like, how? I hope I'm you. I hope I'm you.
And then you have people who get gestational diabetes and have to be on bed rest.
Puking all the time.
Right.
But maybe because you and I, we have like, you know, we're so uncomfortable sometimes during like whatever phase of the month it is mm-hmm. or like this, that, or the other. Like maybe we'll be blessed. But that'd be so weird. What if we just like love being pregnant?
Right.
We're like, I want to be pregnant all the time because I feel better.
I do hear though, like sometimes if you have any, like some people have had issues, like I have certain issues when it comes to my reproductive system. And I've talked to a few people about it and they're like, well, I had similar situations like that. And then I got pregnant and it reset and everything was back, like it was normal.
That's so trippy to me.
So I'm just like, what if it completely changes everything in a good way?
Yeah.
It's like, who wants a baby?
Yeah.
I need to fix this reproductive system.
You can get me pregnant.
Like, I'll take your eggs.
Yeah.
You give me some money and we'll see if this works.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's try it. Might as well, right?
Oh, man. Like, I am all kinds of messed up depending on the week of the month. Like, I am, like, today I am... just talking about my little brother when he was a baby, like a little potato looking thing. And my mom changed her profile picture to that, like when he was a baby, and posted a bunch of pictures. And I'm like, he was so cute.
Oh, he was so precious. Okay, so you need to hit up the dude that you were texting over the break that was really bad at texting and just ask him if he wants to get you pregnant.
It's like, do you have any intention of having a baby or any of this? If not... don't waste my time. Yeah. Next.
I want a little potato thing.
I would like a little potato.
For like a year. And then, I don't know, we'll
That's
do
why
with
I'll
it,
be, but... I can be your nanny for a year.
Oh, please. I would love that, actually. Really,
we'll trade. You can work, come to a... you can do all my tasks and I'll be your nanny at home.
Yeah.
As long as I get paid the same. Gotta pay that mortgage.
That.
Gotta pay that mortgage.
Aww.
It's so weird to think, like... I just had this, like, thought, like, what if you are pregnant by Christmas?
Oh, my God.
Right?
That would be so weird.
Right. Like, Sarah pregnant. It's not that I... okay, maybe it is. It's weird to think of you as a mom. And it took a while for my best friend for me to look at her as a mom. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a kid that's living in this house. Oh, yeah, it's her. She's a mom. Because she still makes time. Like, we'll have our days where we just go hang out either at my house. We'll go out to, like, a movie, or we'll go do a bar. Sometimes we do brunch. So she does have a healthy balance of doing stuff, like, with her husband away from the kid. They'll do, like, time where she spends time with the kid and the husband does his thing and vice versa. So there's, like, a nice healthy balance of all
those
scenarios.
I love that. I think that's amazing. That's what I always tell, like, J Rubs. Like, I'm like, I want to try to, like, he has a couple like that he works with the guy and he tells me their life or whatever. I'm like, I want to do that. Like, I want to be, like, I don't want to, like, have a kid and then us feel like we can't ever do anything, like, together, or, like, we can't, you know, go to Leavenworth for the weekend because we have a kid. Like, no, I want to feel like, no, let's bring the kid. Let's have the kid, like,
either with you or are able to, like, you know, they either leave the kid with, like, a family friend or with, like, the grandparents or something like that. So
I think it's going to be way easier said than done, though.
It's easier when they get a little older, for sure.
Yeah.
I think there's, like, less of that separation. Like, but he's so little. He needs me. But
you're going to be like, he's annoying. Leave. That's what Nikki does with her little brother, obviously.
No, it's more like he's at this phase where, like, we're trying different things. He's having issues at school because he doesn't sit still. And so I was talking to his teacher and she's like, okay, because I bro down with her. I'm like, tell me how it is.
Yeah, because, like, she's probably like your age or younger.
Yeah, we're about the same age. Maybe I think she might actually be a little younger. But, like, I'm like, look, like, I know there's a language barrier between, like, my mom and you. And my mom, like, she'll hear one thing and then, like, over dramatize it.
Your mom will?
Yeah, because she doesn't fully understand it.
Okay.
Where it's like, for example, there's an app for the daycare and there's, like, suggestions like, here, play these games with your kids, or you should do this at home based, because
that's so fancy.
Right. Where it's like, based on what they're doing and learning at school, you can, like, here's some ideas for this game. And this is what it teaches them.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So my mom sees it and she's like, oh, my God, we need to be doing this with him. Otherwise, like, his homework, otherwise he's going to get kicked out of school. I'm like, where the hell did you get that from? Right. And I'm looking,
like,
at
why,
like,
would he get kicked out?
Like, exactly.
Isn't he in preschool?
Or like pre-K or something. I'm like, and he's the youngest in his class. I'm like, yeah, he's a little behind everyone, but he doesn't like to sit still. He likes to run around. Like, so he doesn't like to, like, draw or write his letters. So she's like, he might have ADHD. I'm like, I can see that. I'm like, I have it, but I'm like, but she's like, I don't want to, like, put that in your mom's head and have her, like, freak out.
Oh,
and
the,
I'm,
teacher, like, said that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm not, like, I'm not taking offense to it, because there are parents who would take offense to it.
Oh.
So I'm like, no, I understand. Like, that way I kind of have that in the back of my head and see if there's things I can do with him that might translate better and help here at school.
Did you tell your mom?
No, not yet. Because I'm going to do some, like, testing things out, and I'm trying to get him to use his words. So I'm learning this, like, I'm doing this new thing, and I think I'm one of the few people he talks to, like, actually, like, will sit and listen to him. Because I'm like, why did you throw a full-on tantrum where you kicked your shoes off today? He's like, because I wanted to. I'm like, but why did you wanted to? Were you mad? Were you sad? Did something make you sad? He's like, yeah, I was sad. I'm like, well, why were you sad? Because I didn't want to be at school. This is like after we had the snow day. So he was at home for a couple days in the snow. Of course he doesn't want to go to school.
Yeah, I feel it. I wouldn't either.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense, buddy. I don't want to go to work sometimes. Like that's,
yeah,
you know, it's okay to be sad, but you know, we can try to do other things instead of throwing a tantrum and screaming. Like we need to go into other things. So it's nice that he's able to now start putting words to things. I'm like, well, why? Like, for example, I'm like, well, what makes you happy? Like, chicken nuggets makes me happy. I'm like, okay, well, how about bananas? You like bananas? He's like, bananas make me sad. Like, that was like,
really?
How like, in this, that he means he doesn't like them. They're not his happy food. He doesn't really like them in general. So I'm trying to get that vocabulary going and actually trying to talk to him. But I am his favorite person.
Right.
So, like, last night I picked him up from school, had to run some errands, brought him with me, dropped him off. We had dinner. I'm like, buddy, I gotta go. I'll see you later. I have to go to work. You know this. And he's like, don't go. We didn't cuddle. Come cuddle. Like, he just wants me to hold him.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
And, like, he was literally, like, grabbing onto my leg. And he's like, don't go. I'm like, buddy.
Dang, maybe I don't want kids anymore.
Yeah. Honestly, that would
this
be kind of...
sounds... I don't know. Maybe it'd be different because it's, like, my own kid, maybe.
Yeah, it's it gets a little
different.
Because I
have, like, no sympathy. Like, I would be like, dude...
Like, it breaks my heart. Even when he was younger, it was even worse because it was just this little face. It was so, like, tiny. And it's, like, it's still when he does the big eyes and the
pulls at your heartstrings.
I'm like, okay, Steve, I can't come into work.
But you're like, I see you all the freaking time, dude.
Like,
I'll be back in a few days. Chill.
And so we're trying different techniques, too, where I'm like, if I see him more often, maybe he'll behave. But sometimes he's just more of a, you know, poopy. Or we try doing where I'm like, I see him a little less often during the week. So when he does see me, it's a treat. So it's something to work towards. Like,
yeah, that's a good idea.
And yeah, it's been kind of the same. So we're trying different. I'm trying different techniques, talking to the teacher. So I kind of want to see you be like a nanny for a week. That'd be a reality show.
Never have I ever. I don't think I've ever babysat either.
Really?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I mean, I'm assuming maybe like for like 20 minutes or something, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But
actually,
like not like an overnight or even like a full night.
No, not even like, okay, you're going to come over and babysit for like a few hours. Like my friend with hella kids had to like go pick up another one of her kids and left me with the baby. And I was like, you're going to leave me here with your baby?
How old was the baby? Was she walking?
No.
Itty bitty. Oh, that's easy.
Itty. And I was just like, okay, I'll just watch it on the ground, make sure it still breathes, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. I killed it.
Yeah. You killed the situation, not the baby.
Yeah.
Jesus,
exactly,
Sarah.
Exactly. Oh, God.
That does sound bad.
It does. No, I killed the situation watching the baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
The situation.
I nailed it. Well, yeah. Thank you. Oh, God. We're making
you
it worse.
You did well.
We're making it all worse.
You did well.
Yes. Gold star. But that was like pretty much my only experience I really remember.
Mm.
Yep. You know, might as well just like go all in, right?
Well, I'm thinking I might, one of these days where I don't have to come into work, I'm going to bring my brother here because he wants to see the station. He was here once, but he was really little. He was just learning how to walk.
Oh.
But I keep telling him, like, dude, I got to go to work. I'm sorry. He's like, I got to go make money. That's why I got to go to work. He's like, I want to go to work with you and make money. I'm like, buddy, you can't come with me. I'm sorry. You can't come with me. And so I was showing him pictures and stuff of the station. He's like, I want to go there. So I want to bring him here so he could see the station. Because I promised him that I'm going to take him on a train, which is going to be the monorail.
Yeah.
I think he's going to lose his mind.
Aww.
So it's hard because I want to go on these adventures with him, but then my parents feel left out. Like, oh, can we plan a day where we can all do this? I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
They don't want to like get away and be like, no, yeah, take the kid, sister.
Like, I mean, if it's like if it's just like me and him hanging out at my house or going to Walmart or doing a sleepover, you know, whatever, gives him a break. But if it's something like, hey, he got a gift card to the Children's Museum in Everett, and they just revamped it. It's huge.
Nice.
It's really nice looking. And so he's got a membership that he got for Christmas. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him this weekend. My mom's like, well, I think your dad said that he wanted to go so he can see his reaction, see how much fun he has. And, you know, I think that would be nice for me to go, too. I'd like to see. I'm like, okay, Mom, how about next weekend? She's like, well, I work next weekend.
I was going to be like, then you guys have to schedule or coordinate three schedules.
So, and I'm like, okay, well, how about this weekend? She's like, okay, I can move something around for this weekend. So
why don't you just tell them you're going to take them for the day and then not tell them what you do?
Yeah.
Until sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right. He's just got a big mouth.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Don't tell him until the day of, until you swoop when you're like, guess what we're doing today?
Yeah. I've learned that, at least with the museum, okay, we're going to do that this weekend, but I'm going to bring him someday to Seattle and hopefully he chills the hell out. We'll go on the monorail. I want to take him to Pike Place Market, see how he does.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'd be interested. Like, I kind of want to do it on a day where maybe it's not busy. We happen to have off or whenever that may be.
Good luck. Right? I feel like that place is always busy.
I've gone there during like weekdays and it's not too bad. It's not as bad as like a Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
But if he does well in that kind of a scenario situation, then I think I kind of want to bring him to Comic-Con.
Oh, God, that's so busy.
But on a Sunday when it's not really busy Sundays, especially now COVID and stuff.
You might as well try to take him Pike Place when it's really busy and see how he handles it. And then he can go to Comic-Con.
Yeah. Luckily, he's that kid that's like, you're a stranger. I don't know you. Why are you talking to me?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. And like, as long as he's not like running around all over the place.
Oh, no, he does that too, though.
Gotta get him a leash.
That being said, I thought about it. That being said, if you would like to train and practice, if you would like to come with us on the monorail and Pike Place Market.
Maybe.
Get a taste of that.
Yeah, I got a little taste with Danny's daughter, but she's like
older.
7, 8.
Yeah. She's, pretty self-reliant. You don't got to wipe her butt. Like,
do you still have to wipe his butt?
Yeah, because otherwise he gets skin marks.
Oh, God. Is that normal for 4?
Yeah. Like, it's, they don't really know exactly when to stop, to when is enough.
I don't know any of this.
Yeah. Like, yeah, around
this
age.
Well, even if I came with you, I would not do that. No. There ain't no way.
But sometimes he wants you to help him, and he'll come out, Beaky, with his pants at his ankles. Will you wipe my butt? Or can you help me wipe my butt?
Oh, yeah, that's all you, girl. There ain't, I'd be like,
and I'm
hell
sitting there, like,
no.
Eating. And he just walks out, and I'm like, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be either. I'd be like, no.
But sometimes he just wants to get back to playing, and then he doesn't, or doesn't do it thoroughly. And
doesn't ask for help.
And I can tell. I can tell. Yeah.
What?
So that's just a taste of what you have to look forward to.
I'll join the adventure, but I ain't wiping no boobies.
That's fair. But at least you'll be there, like, seeing the disaster.
Oh, yeah, the million of questions he'll ask.
Actually, I like it when he asks questions. Unless it's, if it's a question where it's like, okay, buddy, we got to sit and eat. But why? One thing I learned, and it usually gets them to chill out or quiet down, but it also doesn't, like, stifle them. I'm like, why do you think?
You ask him another question.
You tell me why you think this is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you you're right, so you shut the hell up.
A little bit. But there are times where he asks me a question. I'm like, okay, let me see if I can find you the answer. Like, he's like, is that a volcano? He's like, do you know what's in a volcano or something like that? I'm like, well, there's magma in a volcano. It's like big fiery stuff. And then I'd pull up a like Bill Nye the Science Guy video on volcanoes. Like,
and have him watch it?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't want to go to the volcano.
You're like, good, because we're not.
Yeah, he was very, because he kept seeing the mountains in the distance. I'm like, well, ask our dad and brother. They like to hike. Go with them. And like, so now he thinks all mountains are volcanoes.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, I don't want to go.
I don't want
to
do that.
I don't want to go on the volcano. So I try to answer his questions if it's like a genuine question.
Yeah.
I don't ever want him to think that he can't ask me something or that he can't talk about things. And I think
But like when they ask over and over and over, why? Well, why? Well, why? Well, why?
Why do you think? Why do you think?
I don't know. Why do you think?
Why do you think? Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I don't know.
He hasn't done that yet.
I'll try not to teach him bad things.
You do. I will whoop your butt.
I probably will, honestly. Ooh, and my potty mouth. Yikes.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, no. We're working on his potty mouth. And anytime anybody else swears,
honestly, I think it's so funny when little kids swear. So I'm going to be encouraging this up the yin.
It is hilarious when they do. However, I'm not his mom. And his teacher says stuff. So I'm like,
oh, God, I'm going to teach. Does he know the word bitch?
No.
Oof, I'm teaching him that
he
one.
He says the S word.
Oh.
He says, holy.
Oh, that's so good. I love that.
I'm like, but I honestly, it's so much cuter. He does this thing where he says, holy moly, guacamole.
Holy S is way cuter on a 4-year-old. Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
That's hilarious.
It's like, it's not cute because I have to like not laugh and I have to be like, dude, please stop. I don't want to get yelled at by mom again. He also says, what the hell?
Oh, and, that's fine, though, yeah?
Mm,
no?
No.
Is what the heck fine?
Technically, it's fine, but my mom doesn't like it, so she tries to get him to not say it.
Does the teacher okay with it, though?
I don't know if the teacher cares. Because I know the teacher doesn't like it when he says, you're a poopy butt, or something like that. She's like, can you stop? He just says, poopy butt. And it's like, she's like,
shut up. I am not a poopy butt.
So long story short, I'm buying the teacher gift card.
Really? Dang.
She's had a hard week. So I'm like, not just with the kids, but like she had a car accident last week, like totaled her car. So I'm like,
Here's
a gift card to a massage.
Yeah,
thank
really.
Thank you for putting up with the kids, especially mine.
Damn, dude.
But what are you going to do? Just a little peek inside of motherhood.
Oh, can't wait.
A peek of my peak.
I got to become a wife first, though. Yeah. So let me get wifed up.
Ah! I'm going to be a wife and a mother.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird? To like think that could be like something you say?
Whoa, not yet. One step first, Vicky. One step first.
All right. Well, if you have any suggestions or any stories, like how soon did you guys start trying to have children after you got married?
Yeah.
Did you find it difficult after being on birth control for a very long time?
Do's or don'ts. Give me some do's or don'ts.
And any fun kid stories.
Ooh.
How do you get them to stop swearing?
Ugh. I'm teaching them bitch.
You teach them bitch.
Bitch is fine, though. We can even say bitch and not get in trouble.
Yeah, but
you're a bitch.
His teacher will not be happy with me. My mother will not be happy with me.
I can't wait.
I don't want to. You teach him that. I'll think of something. Because I'm like, I'm going to do something at the wedding. No, I couldn't do that. I'm too nice.
I mean, you can. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, I know what.
Flash. During my vows?
No, you'd love that.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
Woo, Sarah!
Yeah. If you destroy the cake, BJ would kill you, so.
Well, we keep saying that I'll end up, if I'm 40 and not married, and Joe's 41 and not married, that we'll end up getting married. How about, BJ's like, why don't we just, you know,
Here?
35 years old, how about that? You're almost there. And it's like, I'll have a baby before you. That'll be it. But no, I don't want to do that either.
I mean, that's fine too. No. Or we could be pregnant together.
Yeah, can you wait? I need to find somebody that's not a doofus.
A doofus? I mean, really, you just need to find someone who'll give you some love.
Yes, but I do not want to raise the child myself. There's three of us raising my little brother. And that is not enough.
That is not enough for this kid.
How do single moms and single dads do it? Because they are... superheroes.
Yeah, really. Oh, I couldn't imagine.
So, yeah. That's
true.
Why I need somebody who can, like, at least parent part-time.
Well, at least you know your parents. Me. Like, you've been helping parent your little brother. Mm-hmm. So, like, now they have to repay you by helping parent whatever you give birth to.
Whatever you give birth to?
A guy or girl or whatever.
A gargoyle. Like,
you know, like they have to help pay, you know, they have to repay you.
Yeah, but they're still, you know, caring for, I think technically four is still considered toddler.
Oh, it probably
isn't that weird?
Is. Yeah.
I thought it stopped at three. Anywho, but if you guys have any suggestions, any thoughts,
any men that
are not doofuses,
that, you know, want a kid within a reasonable time.
In the next few years, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Woo, woo.
Because, like, I would like to eventually get the boobs done, too.
Yeah, well, and you got to, I guess, kind of get to know this person, see if you like them. All that kind of crap, too.
Right. Dang it. That old chestnut. All right. Well, we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye.